you all the best in my Ponzi scheme. You'll get richer than anybody I've ever seen. Send me all your money, and when you do, I'll beat over some oceanfront properties in Arizona to you. Don't wait too long, you had better act fast. Send me all your jewelry and all your cash. Tell me what you are waiting for. If you want a larger cut, I will give you more. What will you do when you are super rich? I have a cool invention if you get the itch. Don't wait too long, you had better act fast. Send me all your jewelry and all your cash. I hope you all invest in my Ponzi scheme. I'll make you richer than anybody I have ever seen.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Pastor's Ponzi Scheme. Satan loves to play on your emotions. How many of you know today that Satan loves to play on your emotions? You know, all you got to do is do some study, and you're going to see that a lot of pastors at the church, they have pleaded guilty for milking more than 82 people out of nearly $7 million. Yes, this pastor milked the church out of $7 million, and of course he was sentenced to more than 10 years in federal prison. I'm here to tell you that Satan loves to play with your emotions and to take not only your faith, but also your money and your heart. And believe it or not, it really happens in the church. And I'm here to tell you that many pastors and many churches have these Ponzi schemes. And some of these Ponzi schemes, what I call, they use Ponzi Bible verses. And these verses they use in such a way to make you feel guilty and to give your wealth to the church. And you know, there's a lot of history on Ponzi schemes. For an example, a pastor in Florida has pleaded guilty to the charges of orchestrating a Ponzi scheme that may have stolen millions from investors. Yes, Ponzi schemes happen all the time. Investing fraud happens all the time. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of these Ponzi schemes are from pastors. The truth of the matter is, these Ponzi schemes are from pastors and their church. There was another big Ponzi scheme called the Miracle Car Ponzi Scheme. And what the church did, they made you believe, and what these people of the church, that God was going to give you a Mercedes for only $1,000. Or God was going to give you a Jaguar for only $1,000. And this was the Ponzi scheme. This was the Ponzi scheme. And so a lot of people, they gave 1,000, some gave 180,000, some gave more. And what happens is they gave the money, they give the money, but they get no return back. You see, the truth of the matter is, this kind of investing fraud happens all the time. A slick broker will come and he'll tell you that he has a plan to give you 20 or 30% on your return, or he has a plan to give you 50% on your return, and that you are supposed to trust him with an investment and that he will give back at 50% return. This kind of fraud or this kind of Ponzi scheme or investment fraud happens all the time across America. And unfortunately, this kind of fraud and Ponzi schemes are happening in the church. And they use a lot of different verses. For an example, one Ponzi scheme that the pastors use, one verse is give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, or running over, will be poured into your lap. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. This is a Ponzi scheme that a lot of pastors are using to take your money. You see, the biggest con of Satan is to play off your emotions to get your wealth. That is the biggest con of Satan. And we see this all the time, that individuals, they play off investors' emotions to take their investment. And what do? They promise all these returns. Instead, they make out with millions of dollars. They live a lavish lifestyle while they're sucking off the investors' money. But the problem is, this happens too often in the church. And the problem is, a lot of people go to church and they want to hear from Jesus Christ. Instead, the Ponzi pastor with his Ponzi schemes puts them on a guilt trip by using two major Bible verses. And that is Malachi 3:10 and that is Luke chapter 6 verse 38. And we're going to be talking about both of these. You see, you need to understand that Satan loves to play with your emotions. The first thing before Satan comes, first thing, he looks slick. He's probably pretty good in community, but he plays off your emotions. And he makes you believe something good is going to really happen, but it really doesn't. You see, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. So, one of the verses and the biggest Ponzi scheme of pastors today is Luke chapter 6, verse 38. And we're going to read between Luke chapter 6, verse 37 through 41. And this whole chapter here talks about judging others. But check this out. Do not judge, or you will be judged. Do not condemn, or you will be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the pit? The student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. And why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eyes when you pay no attention to the plank in your own eyes? So this is the truth. Here's the Ponzi scheme. Give, and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, running over. This is the Ponzi scheme. You need to understand what this verse is really talking about. This verse is actually talking about a measurement. This verse is actually talking about, it's a metaphor, and it's a verse used to the measurement of grain. The application is the measure given, as well as the measure purchased. You see, the Bible was talking about measurement here. It was giving a form of measurement. And the Bible here was talking about judging others. The measure that you judge others. The measure that you look down on others. The measure that you do to others will be measured against you. You see, but the Ponzi of the Bible, the Ponzi that the preachers use out of the Bible is this: give and it shall be given. You see, they take the giving. If you give to somebody else or help somebody else, more than likely the measure that you have used to give in whatever way, shape, or form is the measurement that you're going to get back. It's a measurement. And so, the press down, the shaking together, this is what they used to do. They used to press and they used to shake the grain. It was like grapes. They used to press the grapes down, shaking together. This was a measure of grain. And it had nothing to do with the measure that you give to the church. The measure you give to the pastor had nothing to do with that. The measure that you give, the measure that you judge, it was all about judgment. It was the measure you use, it will be used to measure against you. The judgment that you judge others will be judged against you. But I'm here to tell you that pastors, they have used this Ponzi scheme throughout the churches of across America. And they're literally taking the money of the common people. So when people go to church, instead of finding Jesus, they've just been conned. You see, the pastors of America today, they're very much con artists. They got a lot of cons going on. See, the Bible says that the measure you use of judging others, instead, what they do, like in Amos chapter 8, verse 5, the Bible says, when will the new moon be over, so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may open the wheat market, to make the bushel smaller, and the shekel bigger, and to cheat with dishonest scales. You need to understand this grain measurement. It was like giving short measure and taking full price, or buying something that's small, or getting something small, and you pay a big price for something that's really not worth that. This is the verse that pastors, this is the Ponzi scheme. This is the biggest con. So, when next time you go to a church, and the pastor says, well, the Bible says, give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and it should be poured into your lap. Well, this whole context was talking about the measure that we use to judge others. And unfortunately, they use that for wealth. Has nothing to do with wealth. Has absolutely nothing to do. It has everything to do with making the ephah small or the shekel great, giving short measure and taking full price, or buying with a heavy weight or selling with one that is light. You see, the truth of the matter is there's a lot of Ponzi pastors. There's a lot of pastors' Ponzi schemes going on across America. And if you do some research, you're going to realize that these churches or these pastors, for an example, one guy, he had that mindset. He was a criminal genius. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. This was an individual. And what did he do? He used their faith in God to sell these miracle car scams. This was the greatest fraud in U.S. history. And unfortunately, today you hear it more and more and more. The pastor Ponzi schemes. Well, another pastor Ponzi verse is not only Luke chapter 6, verse 38 that we talked about, judging others, but we're going to talk about Malachi 3:10. Malachi 3:10. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 through 12, I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from the decrees and not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? The Bible says, in tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, and there may be food in my house. Test me in on this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store in it. Now, this is another Ponzi scam of a verse. You're going to hear this from preachers that want to make their congregation large. You're going to hear this from preachers who want to get filthy rich off the Bible. But these tithes and offerings, you need to understand, was grain. These tithes and offerings, because in the following verse, if you go with me to the verse chapter 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that may be food in my house. Okay, so this is what was going on. The Levites, the ones who was charged of handling God's affairs, they were not getting any of the grain. They were not getting any of the crops. You see, everyone else was getting fed, while God's, the people that worked for God, they were starving. And so God was telling them to bring in some of your food, literally talking to the farmers, bring some of your food into my house. That means take some of your crops and give it to the Levites who were in the church because they had no food. And they were designated only to do God's ministry. So they relied on the donations that came from the farmers. Now the verse says like this, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe. You see, the Almighty God said this. He said, farmers, if you would go and help these Levites in their church, and if you would give them a certain percentage of your crops, okay, a certain percentage of your crops, then I would open up the storehouse of heaven, which means this, I will make your crops grow. Pests, they would not devour your fruit. Oh, come on, somebody. You're not listening to me because you're still brainwashed by your mainstream church. You're still brainwashed because you're in the ministry for profit. You're a Gehazi minister. That's what you are. You're in the ministry for profit, a Gehazi minister. That's what you feel that the whole Bible is about, is how you can get wealthy off it. But you need to understand that this verse in Malachi 3, chapter 6 through 12, had nothing to do with you giving your wealth to the church. These are Ponzi preachers. Had everything to you of giving 10% of crops, grain. It was a different time. It was different. It's not today. Today, churches are robbing the American people. Today, the American people, they are running Ponzi schemes. This is what the church has become. One big Ponzi scheme. You need to understand that. I'm here to tell you today that you got to turn to Jesus Christ. Now, these two Ponzi verses. Every pastor that I've talked to, their only one goal is to have a big church. That's their own goal, is to have a big church. And they use these verses, Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it will be given, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Or Malachi 3:10. Malachi 3:10. And these are Ponzi verses, and this is the evil that is happening. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus has a whole different view. Jesus has a whole different view of getting rich and what wealth means. The first thing that James talked about in James chapter 2, it talked about favoritism forbidden. And what the church started to do, if you were very rich, the church would open up the front row or let the rich man speak in the church. And if you were very poor, they would make you sit on the floor in the back of the church. And this was the evil that was happening in the church. This was the evil that was happening in the church. And so God said, look, hey, rich man, if he got, Jesus, what Jesus said, I don't have a problem if you're rich. But the thing is, if you're rich, I do have a requirement. And that requirement is to give to the poor man. You see, that requirement is to give to the poor man. But see, the problem is the church with their Ponzi schemes are taking from the poor man. Why? Because the poor man is rich in faith. And so that is why you can have the miracle car scam. You can have these scams all across to the poor man, and you can make him believe that he's going to get rich. Now, they use these verses to make you believe, give and it shall be given to you, which means this was a measurement of judging others, had nothing to do with invest. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ said you have to be careful of where you sow your seed, because some of it may fall on hard ground. Now, but you see, there was a rich man in the Bible in Luke chapter 16, verse 19. And this rich man used to walk next to Lazarus. Lazarus. If you turn your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 16, verse 19. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. You're going to see that there was a man. And he was a rich man. And he was dressed in purple and fine linen. And he lived in luxury and every day. And at his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, over with sores, and longing to eat, and fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sore. Basically, what happened, this rich man walked by Lazarus and just laughed at how he lived. Because he was rich, he looked down onto the poor. Now, I don't know about you today, but there's a lot of people that are looking down on the poor. But I'm here to tell you that what happened to this rich man. This rich man went to hell. And I'm here to tell you today that this rich man went to hell and he said, what was interesting is not only was he in hell, but he could see Lazarus elevated to heaven. And so he could see Lazarus elevated to heaven with Abraham was right next to him, and he said, hey, let me send the prophets. Let me warn my brother to help this poor man, this rich man. And of course, they said, no, you're not going to be able to help. Abraham replied, verse 25, son, remember that in your lifetime you received the good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all that's between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here, you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. So, basically like this, you are in hell, there's no way you can cross over to heaven, and now, rich man on earth, now you're in hell, why Lazarus is the true rich man. The biggest pastor's Ponzi scheme today is that pastors become rich. The Ponzi scheme is if you want to be rich like the pastor, then give all your money and God will make you rich. This is a Ponzi scheme. If you want to be rich like the pastor, then give me your money and God will make you rich like me. This is a Ponzi scheme. A lot of people, these kind of Ponzi schemes, they've taken from the poor investor. You see, a lot of people that go to church are the poor investor. They really do want God to perform a miracle, but the Ponzi pastor keeps taking from them. Not only that, the rich man, the rich ruler in Luke 18:18. What did Jesus ask the rich ruler to do? He said what? Give everything you have what? To the poor. Says you lack. He said this guy was good, he was rich, but he says you still lack one thing. He says sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, then come follow me. You see, a lot of these Gehazi Christians, when Elijah healed the king of Naaman and he refused to take money, his servant Gehazi, he went back and followed Naaman, who was the king and had a lot of wealth, and he said, hey, he said, I need some of this money. And of course, Gehazi said, I cannot take any credit for what the Lord does. I cannot take any credit for what he does. So, once again, the Gehazi Christians, the Ponzi pastors, what do in the church today? They come and take your emotions to take your wealth. This is a Ponzi scheme. And the two major verses that they are using is Luke chapter 6, verse 38, a good measure pressed down, shaken together, or running over. Or they are using Malachi 3, 10. Now, I don't know about you, but they were withholding their tithes, which was a grain offering. They were not giving to the storehouse. The preachers were starving. Every preacher today across America is not starving. No, he is in it for an $80,000 to $100,000 a year salary. He wants to have his next movie or his CD. Oh, come on, somebody. The Ponzi scheme is this. These big mega churches, they play off your emotions to get your money. And then they have one person on the pulpit, and he says, look how God has blessed me. When really, actually, he has been conning you for years. He's been taking your investment. And meanwhile, this preacher, Satan, taking your soul. This is a Ponzi scheme. And I'm here to tell you, churches all across America are buying into this Ponzi scheme. When Jesus says a different story, when Jesus warns of the rich man going to hell, when Jesus warns of someone like Lazarus who had nothing, he goes to heaven. Oh my gosh, come on somebody. I don't know about you, but this pastor's Ponzi scheme, it's all over, and Satan loves to play with your emotions. But I'm here to tell you a little bit about what Jesus Christ says. Jesus Christ says, show no favoritism in the church. Jesus Christ says, do not be a Gehazi Christian. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 11, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. There we have it again, another Ponzi verse by a Ponzi pastor. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. So let's play with your emotions. Let's have you give all the money to the church so the pastor can get more wealthy and rich while you get more poor. Oh, come on, somebody. The truth of the matter is, what Jesus will want you to do is each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Oh, come on, somebody. Give what you have decided, not reluctantly, which means you don't need to feel guilt or pushed or under compulsion. Yes, God loves a cheerful giver. And that does not mean that you have to give all the time. That does not mean that you have to give all your savings away. I couldn't believe when I was watching this greed of America called American greed. I couldn't believe it that some people were so conned that they gave all their savings to this guy who said they were going to give him 50% returns. And so they come back and realize that all their savings have been taken. You understand that these pastors are promising you a return on your investing. What are you investing in? You want to invest in something that's good. That was Jesus Christ. And the truth of the matter is, they are taking your faith. They are taking your heart. They are taking your love. They are riding off your generosity. Why? What are they doing? They're driving around a Lexus. They're in their flashy suits. They're flying in their airplanes. And what are they doing? Well, they're using these verses. These are Ponzi verses. And they're using verses like, give and it shall be given. Whoever sows sparingly will be reaped sparingly. Oh, come on, somebody. But what they really are, they're Ponzi pastors. And they have the heart of Gehazi. Yes, and this is why there's so much evil that is around us. And this is why I was really surprised when I saw that most of these con artists were pastors. Most of these con artists were pastors, literally conning good people out of their wealth. And boy, these people, they really want us to believe in something good. The American people really want to believe in good, but the truth of the matter is, there's too much bad going on, and you got to accept that very fact. So, I want to leave you with the final verse here that you need to understand what the Bible says. If you go to me, the 1 Timothy chapter 6, 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to start out with verse 5. It says, and constant, we'll go on to verse 3. If anyone teaches false doctrines and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicion, and constant friction between men of corrupt minds who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. So a lot of these Ponzi preachers, they think that godliness is a means to financial gain, when the truth of the matter is, the Bible says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. So where do you get true godliness? That's contentment. That's contentment. That's the key to life. Being content with what you have. Being content with where you're at. Being content with what you do. Contentment is the greatest wealth in the face of the earth. There's nothing greater than contentment. The reason why people lose everything is because of their greed. You see, contentment is the opposite of greed. And this is why we have so many Ponzi pastors. And this is why Satan loves to play on your emotions. Yes, the truth of the matter is, Satan wants to play on your emotions today. The truth of the matter is, your pastor's playing on your emotions today. The truth of the matter is, business people are playing on your emotions today. And I'm here to tell you, if you want to be successful, then be content. If you want to be successful, then be content. If you want to be successful in your life, be content and be thankful for what Jesus Christ has done for you in every step of your life. Oh, come on, somebody. These pastor Ponzi schemes, they're all across America, and Satan loves to play with your emotions. And when you hear these verses, again, when you're studying in your church, I'm telling you, these are the biggest Ponzi verses. Give and it shall be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. This is a Ponzi verse. Or, how have you been robbing me? Why? With tithes and offerings. Another Ponzi verse. Why? Because these tithes and offerings were not money. These tithes and offerings were grain. And it was different. This was about feeding God's people. This was about helping God's people, not these Ponzi pastors, a way to get their church very big. And so these are Ponzi scheme verses. Yes, we need Jesus back in America. That's who we need back in America. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, today I want to warn you about these Ponzi pastors that are using these verses as a Ponzi scheme. Yes, be careful of these Ponzi pastors that are using these verses in a Ponzi scheme. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
I hope you all invest in my Ponzi scheme. You'll get richer than anybody I've ever seen. Send me all your money, and when you do, I'll deal over some motion front property in Arizona to you. Don't wait too long, you had better act fast. Send me all your jewelry and all your cash. Tell me what you are waiting for. If you want a larger cut, I will give you more. What will you do when you are super rich? I have a cool invention if you get the itch. Don't wait too long, you had better act fast. send me all your jewelry and all your cash. I hope you all invest in my Ponzi scheme. I'll make you richer than anybody I have ever seen.